All you're saying, it be right here, go hard.
Go away.
Piper want a bag, bitch.
Make it go away. Got a pistol in my lap and it's a throwaway.
What's happening? What's happening? You already know. We're back, baby. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, man. It's your boy Outlaw Uop. I got my co-hosts, my people, my guys in the building, man. You already know what it is.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric, man. We here.
Yo, yo, what's happening? It's your boy Joe.
Yes, sir, man. We got my boy off-camera Dub, man. He over here kicking shit, man. Chiming in, talking that shit. We got my man working the boards, working the camera. Shots by seven. Holla at the people, man. Let them know.
Yo, yo, yo.
Good? We wear short shorts. Little bitty ass shorts, too.
He ain't the only one, shit.
Seven Shots Photography.
Yeah, fat.
Hey, man, let my nigga shout his shit out, dog.
One more time.
Follow me on the Instagram at Seven Shots Photography. Anything you need, video, I would need regular photo shoots, we good.
Yeah, sir.
Tap in with my people, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to the team. Forever up. Doing their thing, man. Album out now, man. Go get that shit everywhere. All over the place. Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, TikTok, nigga. Your bitch house. Your mama CD player. Everywhere. Go get that shit, baby.
They done said I'm like a pimp, no David Banner. They done gave that boy a check. He think he ballin' or something. Gotta keep one in the head in case they following something. And if he try to play, then I'ma do a nigga. Spread a honcho down my arm, I guess I blew the nigga. Hit a fan right in his face, they tried to sue a nigga. By the way we come, it's gonna be hard to boo a nigga. Bitch don't think I'm pay, can't fold it up.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to the team, man. Y'all already know what it is. Appreciate everybody tuning back in with us, man. Thoughtful Narcissist, we back in the building, man. Go ahead and like, follow, comment, subscribe, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a bro to tell his bro. Tell your hoe to tell a hoe, man. Let your mama and your auntie know. Everybody, click that motherfucking button, man. We back in the building. Finna talk that motherfucking talk for y'all, man. Y'all know what it is. My boy Rhetoric in here looking like somebody uncle.
Oh, here this nigga go starting early.
I'm just saying. That nigga came in here.
I am technically someone's uncle, though. I mean,
God damn.
My brother and sister does have.
We can tell.
Hey, I wear.
And when the family reunion, you gonna wear that same shirt?
I might.
God, I hope not.
Walk around with a Corona.
I know you not talking.
Somebody, hey, get off them rocks over there.
I know you not talking about going around with Corona.
Corona. I said drinking a Corona.
Nah.
What you talking about?
Said with the Corona.
Drinking. I said holding the Corona.
Right.
Talking about get off them rocks over there. These niggas crazy. But yeah, man. We in the building. Talking about that bullshit, man. What we got? What we? It's a lot of shit. I'm good. I'm always good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know me. Shout out to everything. Shout out to me.
I want to appreciate Shots by Seven again. For God
what kind of nigga is this,
man? Seven Shots.
Me.
Well, seven
shots
ain't that wrong.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You you for this shit.
That's fucked up, man.
You already know, man. I see right through you, dog.
I mean, hey.
I see right through you, man.
What you see? Tell me what you see.
We're going to reveal it really soon.
Yeah,
really
okay.
Don't worry. We're going to reveal it. It's coming. That's later on in the show, though.
I'm ready for that. I'm ready for this shit.
But nah, bro. A lot of shit. A lot of big reveal. Shit's been happening, bro. Since we last been on. But do we want to just jump right into it, bro?
Jump right into that, motherfucker.
The immorality that you so claim walk.
What are you talking about? Let's hear it. Let's tell me what we talking about, and I'm gonna keep it real.
The funny shit is though, before this shit even came out, I was gonna bring up as a topic the Lil Nas X not have a budget anymore, because that's what it seemed like. Niggas they wasn't pushing nothing he was doing. Nothing seemed to go. No music was coming out. This shit was silent all 2020. But
man,
right when I was about to bring this to the show, what happened? This nigga drops a fucking video this week. And it turned the internet into a frenzy. it fucked a lot of niggas up. They was upset by it, the imagery of the video. And some were saying they were upset by the lyrics. Like I said, it was a pop star to me. It was just a pop song to me. It was nothing new, nothing crazy. We've seen these elements explored before.
Might have to get this nigga Dub a mic, man, because he already...
Y'all seen this he's black backlash and stuff?
I saw a lot of it.
You saw his response?
Yeah.
What was the name of the song again?
It's called Montero. It's his name. That's his name.
So, let's just get into the biggest shit of it. What was your biggest problem with it, Wap? Because you were the one who was just up in arms.
I never said I was up in arms. I just said this is wild. No one else had brought it. I said, did y'all see this shit? Because this is wild. I'm like, bro, what I saw was somebody who was portraying, like, he was like, you know, it kind of was like mockery of the Bible, I guess. But I'm not like a big Bible religious type of person. Like, I believe in elements of the Bible. But no, he like started off in the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. He had the devil like in the serpent coming down in the tree, and he starts like kissing him or doing whatever with him. And then he like gets locked up in some chains, and then he like goes to heaven, and then he slides like down a stripper pole from heaven into hell. Mm-hmm. And he lands like on the devil's lap. And then he like gives the devils a lap dance, and then he kills the devil, break the devil's neck, and then puts on the horns like he's the devil. Mm-hmm. So it was just like weird as fuck to me, like being that I knew that his audience base was more towards the children. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn.
Is his audience base more to the children, or was the fact that one of his songs that went...
I mean, really, yeah, it was a very popular kids song. You know what I'm saying? He tailored towards the children with that song. That's where the money was. That's where the money was. So that's where we went.
No, the PR shit happened. They knew that they could turn when country said, "Oh, we're not going to take this song. It's not going to be part of, you know what I'm saying, what we consider country."
But the country people did take it because he ended up getting Billy Ray on it. Billy Ray hopped on it.
The
Billy Ray shit was like the second wave. Of
The Billy Ray shit was that was when it came to the when he was on the charts, because he had the number one country song. They kicked him off the charts because they said it wasn't a number one country song.
They said it wasn't a country song.
They said it wasn't a country song.
He was black.
Yeah, it was like that's basically. Yeah, it was but like he's not a country. He said he's not a country. He's not a country artist. They said he's not a country artist.
He made the song. It was a parody.
That's what I mean, nigga. That so how do you have a parody, nigga? No, nigga, that's a country song, nigga. You can't have a parody. I mean, you can't.
It is.
He wasn't trying to be funny.
He's a troll.
He's a troll on social media because that's what.
That's
what he does to push his brand to get you listening to his music, streaming this shit, and watching these goddamn videos on YouTube. That's how it was. I mean, yeah. I mean, he is a troll. That nigga
made
funny
Old
to
Town
me.
Town Road a kid song.
Yeah.
I mean, the radio did. The shit was on the radio. I mean, niggas listen. Nigga, you know, social media,
and the kids
TikTok, and all that shit. Yeah.
TikTok.
I mean, you know, it's catchy. Kids don't know shit about music. He came out as he was gay.
And then he, you know what I'm saying? Once that came out, it was like, wow, okay.
What's that song even about?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What is that song really about?
But, I mean, that's how we see it. But it, for,
yeah, that was what y'all did with Frank Ocean.
For him, hold on, wait. We'll get to Frank Ocean in a minute. But, like,
it's not a gay bash session
today. No, it's not. I fuck with Frank Ocean, but Frank Ocean don't like step on that, like just push that.
Yeah,
like,
I fuck with Frank Ocean too.
He just happens to be gay.
But when niggas found out he was gay, that's his. What was his song? What was the shit? The Thinking About You shit. The name of Think About You. Everybody started. It took on a different turn.
Bro, one of my favorite Frank Ocean songs, he said some gay shit in it. In the first
Frank
line.
Frank Ocean is hard.
My God, pretty like a girl.
Frank Ocean is hard.
That's the first thing he said on the fucking song. Chanel, that's
But I
that's
mean, the
a
lyrics in the
song.
Lil Nas X song is crazy. Like, he talk about nothing in some dude's mouth while the dude is fucking him. Like,
man,
he says that in the song.
Well, I don't.
In this one?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
I never heard the song. I just
the song
the
he's
clip.
Telling the song, Call Me By My Name, like, It's you got the lyrics.
I was listening to the song, but I mean, I just didn't catch that bar. That one escaped me.
Yeah, it's psyched out, bro.
But the video was signifying.
And see, that's what I'm saying. You not encompassing everything when you watch it, because if you don't listen to the lyrics, you don't hear what he's saying. Then when you watch the video, it's just like, oh, this is a goddamn crazy video. But then when you listen to what he's saying, it's like, holy shit, this shit is goddamn
bar.
Crazy.
He get his shit off. That's his shit. That's what he get. That's his shit that he get off. I mean. He a gay nigga. What else he gonna talk about? He don't have no girl.
It's not even about
he
that.
He talking about what he like. I'm not even mad at that. The crazy shit is, I thought the video was great. Honestly, when you actually break it down, what he's talking about, they have this pure innocent person that gets pulled up by this society, forced to perform for all the masses.
Where was that in the video when he was tied up in the little chain?
Yeah, and everybody was around, you know, being a crowd, and then. It showed how that shit turns your morality, because the world just gonna want to turn on you for whatever reason, and then boom, you have what we have here. A guy who's now supposed to be the devil because he's embraced the immoralities that's brought him success. Damn. I guess I thought it was a pretty deep video. When I sat there and broke it down.
Yeah. Deep.
I mean, I thought it was deep, but not in those terms. But not in that way.
What?
In
terms deep? Of how was it deep?
I just went down with the whole, all the visuals that were going on.
Say what?
I kind of thought it was gay.
You thought it was gay? It was. I mean, there was a lot of gay.
It was a gay man that did it. I'm pretty sure he wanted to be gay.
But, I mean, deep?
It was super gay.
I don't know about deep.
I'm pretty sure he wanted to be super gay. This nigga even did a fucking shoe rollout afterwards.
And that's the wildest shit even about it. Like, Lil Nas X was cool to me. Like, I didn't have no problem, like, you know, sure? with
Was
yeah.
Old Town Road still being allowed in your home?
I mean, yeah, my son used to be able to listen to Old Town Road, but after this new video and shit and these shoes, I don't know if I can, like, the shoe thing is wild, like.
But I mean, Uzi did this shit 2 years ago.
What Uzi
did?
Where
he was putting the upside down crosses and all that shit. He was.
Did he drop some shoes with blood in them?
No, but who knows
did this blood come from?
That's just some one drop of blood.
That's media. That's just some. We just trying to get.
And the whole shoes is customs. Anyway.
I was about to say.
So
Nike
finna hit him with a fat ass lawsuit. Just like they do on niggas who remake the Jordan 1.
They
so
just do a cease and
it ain't nothing. Right, yeah, it's big
but
cease and
desist. I think he can still sell what he has out.
It's not even him selling it. It's somebody else. I mean, he probably get them. I don't know. Them shits is stupid. Nobody buying them $1,000 ass Air Max 97.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let them stupid ass nigga buy that shit. Them shits not even really that hard. And then, I mean, the nigga, he made some, like, Jesus ones, too. That's not even really that.
Nobody promote those.
I didn't hear about those.
They white, and they got, like, water in the air bubble instead of the blood or whatever. The fuck.
That's fine.
Like,
holy water.
I mean, it's cool. And then, like, instead of the little star shit on the devil shit, that shit got, like,
cross.
Jesus on the cross.
You can wear the left Jesus on the one foot, the right devil
that
on the
player.
Other.
I might have to try to get
that. Anytime Fred says something, please.
You gotta
stay
second
away
guess
that
it.
Shit.
I might have to get that. I fuck with the whole rollout. Fred,
you're not finna. Both of them shoes is $1,000.
You right.
Yeah, so you're not getting shit. Yeah, so shut the fuck
up. It's an investment. NFT it.
Okay, yeah. So what's the. So Lil Nas X, he's a weirdo.
Lil Nas X is fucking psycho.
Are y'all canceling Lil Nas X? Lil Nas
I'm not canceling him, but I never really listened to him.
Yeah.
You just said Old Town Road is out the house.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that, but I'm not going to cancel him, though.
If Old Town Road is getting played, that shit came on just... It just happened to come
out. I'm
not
going to goddamn cut it off.
I'm not going to look at those.
I'm not going to take it off.
Because if you listen to his other, which McCaws, he had the Punani song or whatever. Like, this is all in line with what his
Punani song.
I never heard that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know nothing about no Punani song.
That was his second single after.
That's what you got to do when you're not really that
Panini.
Talented.
Panini, you're right, Panini.
This nigga said Punani. Man, this nigga so
Punani.
This nigga so fucking illiterate.
That was Punani. I haven't heard the song in forever.
That's something completely fucking
that's
different.
That's why I was like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
I don't know the other one. He had another song after that.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
Some other song. All that shit just really
nobody here listen to Lil Nas X.
Nobody, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You probably listen to
he doesn't have
yeah, Rhetoric
to,
definitely listen to Lil Nas X.
Fred being here telling I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That nigga
listen to the Asian doll and shit.
Listen to the Asian doll and shit. Fred only seen like them type of songs. Like Fred like that shit.
That's what you
Fred like what you hear on TikTok.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie, I kind of fuck with a couple of TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok, songs. TikTok
that Corvette, Corvette was hard.
That's a good song. What's the name of that song?
Corvette, Corvette. No, it ain't. I don't know what the.
The story
know.
Behind that nigga is pretty interesting too, though. Cause the you know they was. Huh? No, I'm talking about the Corvette, Corvette song. Cause they said he told or somebody allegedly.
Yeah,
he told on somebody when he was 14, and that's another topic for another. No, he ain't on the run. He just nobody fucking with him for some reason.
Who's he told him to take him off the track?
Trying to be on some hard shit, just on some.
I was thinking. I'm like, bro, why are you? That's not even your wave. Like, that's not even Uzi.
I mean, I guess you ain't got to.
Niggas just want to be real niggas.
If you a real nigga, you ain't gotta be out here saying you gonna kill somebody.
You don't.
That's real.
That's not saying you'll kill somebody don't make you a real nigga.
But I'm saying not, yeah, and somebody
you
at 14.
You don't be on no tough guy shit to be a real nigga.
Right.
That's real.
Being a real nigga is just keeping it real with yourself, bro. Knowing what you will and won't do, not faking, not lying to yourself, not lying to other people, you know, being honest.
Just doing real nigga shit.
So I guess we should bring up who was dishonest this week. We haven't
your
done this in a
DJ,
minute.
Man.
Yeah, we haven't done this a minute. The narcissist of the week.
And this nigga is the narcissist of the of our season.
Yeah, he might already.
He is the definition of a thoughtful narcissist.
This is wild. So if y'all don't know, if y'all not aware, which y'all probably are, if y'all internet at any bit, y'all know who this nigga Derrick Jackson is. Relationship quote-unquote expert.
Relationship guru.
Relationship guru.
It's funny as fuck because I never.
Himself that?
That's what these people say. Yeah, self-proclaimed. I had never heard of this nigga, really.
I watch a lot of social media.
This is what I'm saying. I seen his video.
I've never seen him before last week.
I'd seen his video before, but, you know, it's like, it wasn't no reoccurring thing. But, like, when I saw him talk about the cheating shit,
like his bag, apparently.
Yeah, apparently that was his bag. But when I saw, like, this whole little shit going on with him, it was just fucking wild, cause I'm like, the outrage was so fucking big that I was surprised I didn't know who the fuck this dude was like that. You know what I'm saying? And now when I went back and watched his videos and saw so much of the shit he was saying, I was like, wow, like I could understand why people, you know what I'm saying, was so mad about the nigga doing what the fuck he did.
I mean, he was saying the right thing to say.
But he was talking about himself.
Yeah.
He knew so well how to tell these women that men don't love you if they doing this or whatever, if they don't love you if you ain't doing that, because I know I'm that nigga. I'm that nigga doing these things, bitch. I'm telling you. If this nigga doing this and that, he don't fuck with you. But he wasn't spending it to him like that. He spending it to him like, I just know men, and I'm a man, and I know how, you know, so.
But he was coming at niggas.
He was a fraud.
If niggas got caught cheating, he was, oh, you don't care about your woman if you, yeah, right. Other shit. So, like, he really was the pot calling
the kettle black.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Of all time.
Yeah,
this like,
nigga.
This is historic. This is epic proportion of a nigga caught red-handed doing the dirt, not practicing what he preaches.
Yeah. And he did, and he made a whole living off this shit. That's the crazy shit about it.
Can we talk about the video?
What video?
With his wife?
Takes him and his wife, and he announces to everybody he's a cheater.
That just make her look lame.
I just want y'all to know.
But the shit happened.
No. If any of y'all ever get married, and do some shit like that, I'm laughing.
Now we have to put
LOLs in the comment section.
We have to put in context.
Hey, both of them.
We have to put in context.
To y'all?
Yeah.
It's big laugh emoji.
It's
we have to put in context what's going on here, because he got caught cheating like eight, nine months ago. So he had been got caught cheating. You know what I'm saying? Him and his wife, they worked through their little differences, and he kept doing his thing to keep the business going, to keep the money flowing. Nigga that wrote a book, put out a book, all this shit. And I guess the fact that he cheated, and you know, it was coming more to light besides his wife just knowing, because the women he was cheating with started talking. And so he had to come out and say now, hey, this is what it is. I got caught. Me and my wife, we already worked through this. Mm-hmm. So whatever the fuck y'all trying to do, it ain't going to fucking work.
Same shit Kevin Hart did.
Basically. But yeah, it's fucked up because Kevin Hart ain't out here telling motherfuckers not to cheat, telling motherfuckers You know what I'm saying? Breaking up marriages. This nigga broke up marriages. Women left their husbands for the same thing that he did to his wife.
Wait.
And got his wife to stay with him.
He was giving relationship advice to women?
Yes. Okay. He's a guru.
Yes.
I thought he would have been
saying he's a guru.
I thought he would have been more so for the fellas.
That's what he said. Fuck what he
proclaimed.
I thought he would have been more so for the fellas.
No, he was giving relationship advice to women. He's telling women that if your man cheat on you, he don't love you.
He's like the opposite of Kevin Samuels.
Oh, that's the nigga that's going to cheat. He the nigga that's going to cheat.
Right, but this is what I'm saying.
He's essentially Dirty Mac.
That nigga wants your bitch.
He's Dirty Mackin'.
And leave that nigga come be with me because I'm a good nigga.
But I'm going to cheat on you too. And you just not going to know it. But that's what happened. His wife found out. And that's what's fucked up about this nigga, man. This nigga be Dirty Mackin'. He Dirty Mac like a motherfucker. He's a Dirty Macker.
That's all he did. He built his stock and trade off of Dirty Mac.
Yeah, that nigga be straight Dirty Mackin'.
That
like,
shit is disgusting.
And it's fucked up because, like I said, he broke up relationships. He broke up homes. He broke up marriages.
Well, I mean, he really didn't.
He did because he got these people following him. It's these people fault for following him. Don't get me wrong. But when you out here spewing this shit, you got this fucking whole platform.
I mean,
and you out here saying all this shit, then come to find out, nigga, you a hypocrite. Like, bitches like, damn, nigga, you was telling me. He might have, I don't know his whole shit. I'm not going to say I do. But I'm pretty sure he might have been doing some type of payment consultation where people pay and maybe get consulting for him.
Well, why
for
do you need to pay a nigga to tell you to leave your nigga if he beat your ass?
I mean,
why do you need somebody else to tell you that?
Some people,
why do you need somebody else to tell you to leave this nigga if he cheating on you?
That's asking the wrong person. I mean, I don't.
That's why you can't
be
mad at that nigga.
You can't be mad at him.
Shit, he just playing the lame like a lame.
Y'all be mad at him though because you want this person to be a representation of what you pay for. You want this person not what you aspire to be, but who they portray themselves to be.
But I mean, yeah, but nigga, who the fuck really does?
Because people are mad and the reason why people are so mad again is because you told me to leave my husband because he cheated on me. You cheated on your wife, flew bitches out to Miami. Flew your wife out of town and flew a bitch to your house, had a woman in your house, in your bed, where you and your wife sleep. Your wife found out, and you and your wife worked it out and stayed together and did it for the sake of the kids and love each other and this and that. I love my husband, but I left his ass because I got consultation from you, and you told me this nigga don't love me and I should leave.
But you forgot what he did, though. He played the God card.
He did. They brought it back into the relationship.
It ain't even him, bro.
It's really his wife.
It's just her, bro. She didn't want to fucking
It's really
leave.
His wife, man. Sister Soldier.
Because of the God shit, bro. She said she was a woman of God. Everybody know that meme? You cheat on her, you get a woman of God, so every time you cheat on her, y'all just pray about it and she forgive you?
Man, I'm gonna say one thing, bro. Suffering is not a virtue, bro.
In Christianity, it is.
Man, fuck all that.
I'm just telling you what the book
said. Fuck all that. Hey, man, I ain't listening to none of that,
bro. Look at the book of Job.
If you got fucking sense, bro, and you feel like you're getting done wrong, fucking leave,
man. Look at the book of Job, man.
And you don't...
Nah, if you a good Christian, nah. Don't listen to JoJo if you a good Christian.
Don't listen to me. Why would I listen? Why would we listen to you?
Because if you a good Christian...
You dress like a Cuban goddamn fry cook.
I'm not gonna let you defer me off my point. Good Christian, suffering is part of what you signed up for.
What that nigga dressed like?
Wrong, bro.
That's what Job said. It's in the book of Job.
Yeah, the book of Job is a wild book.
God put a bet on a nigga named Job, and he won.
I don't understand
what the problem is. He did that.
Man,
it's in the book. I didn't make it up, bro.
She just trying to avoid divorce.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? She worshiped the ground. Man, you seen what she said, bro?
She don't worship the ground. He walks on.
Yes, she do.
No, she do. She followed her Christian values.
No. Yeah. Bro, she even said, man, I never really deserved nothing.
You're supposed to submit to your husband.
Yeah, that's what submission looks like.
But for, I don't know. Hey, I guess. I don't know.
That's what real submission
looks
like.
But, man, I don't want to talk about the girl, but man, she lame. She really weak.
Let's hear a little bit of what she got to say. I got to ask a question before. Do y'all think, in a way, that she's staying because she doesn't feel like there's much options afterwards.
Exactly. Hold on. Let's hear what she got to say. She's, then can we talk about that after we hear what she got to say?
Okay, all right.
We respect black women here. And if you are not prepared and you do not know what to do, you will drown and you will be a casualty in this war.
Shut up.
I did not come here to play games and to play dress up. I came here in my battle suit. I came here on the battleground covered in the blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I received the anointing of the warrior, and I spilled the blood of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
You see a bonnet. I see the helmet of salvation.
Amen.
You see an army green shirt. I see the breastplate of righteousness. Woo! I see the belt of truth, the sandals of peace. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Yes.
And the shield of faith. Mm. And I've come to the battleground covered in the blood of Jesus.
And the women.
To proclaim victory over sin. And as God does for me, he is going to do for those of you who believe.
Amen.
But those who have an ear.
Hold on, wait.
You came for gossip. I came with the gospel. You came to blame.
That's a bar. That was the only one she had. She only had one bullet.
And I take authority as my master has given me. Because behold, I have seen Satan fall like lightning. I have given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of darkness. Nothing by any means shall harm you. And I come trampling over snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of darkness that wants to...
Cool story, lady.
Alright,
so basically, yeah, we heard a little bit of what she has to say.
It's gonna sound corny though if you're not.
I mean, it doesn't sound. I mean, if we had we just had rhetoric over here mocking her the whole time.
The entire time.
Like we know he's going to hell.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Anyway, there's no too far down that rabbit hole. But
definitely,
some people gonna listen to that and be think, "Oh, she's a fool, she's crazy." But that's what
Mary would.
That's what it looked like in Christianity,
right? But this is what I'm saying.
For your marriage.
Facts. I mean, yeah.
I agree.
What it looked like.
I agree with that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But the problem comes when your husband, now that he's spewing this different type of rhetoric and fighting for your marriage, he wasn't doing that previously for others. You know what I'm saying? This what y'all are preaching is not what he was preaching before.
Oh, so he wasn't preaching forgiveness.
He was not preaching that. He was preaching leave.
Can't you grow into that?
Leave your man.
Can't you grow into forgiveness?
And see, and now then that brings me to another.
Bro, this shit is hot bullshit.
Hold on, yeah, I'm about to get to some more bullshit.
That shit really mocking.
I'm glad you said that.
Really believe.
I'm glad you said that, Fred, because it was some more shit more recently here with Waka Flocka and Tammy.
Okay, let's talk about Tammy's daughter
has now come out to be gay, and Waka Flocka has like embraced it and all this as he should as a parent. It's his stepdaughter, but one of these other gay comedians came out and was like, "Damn, that's crazy! You embrace your how the narrative changed when it's your daughter, because when D Wade's son." Said he was a girl and he was gay or whatever.
How the fuck do we get here?
I'm saying no, because it's just like, because what you said, he was attacking that, didn't agree with it or whatever. And then Tammy said, "Damn, when are we going to start to let people grow? People can't grow and change." And then Brett, like, yeah, Walker may not have agreed with that, but people can grow and change it. Now, when it comes to his daughter, he saw the difference. But that's what I'm saying, JoJo, that's all bullshit.
Nobody ever truly sympathized.
Yeah, until it's your own, that's why it's all bullshit.
Exactly.
You can't. Nobody really sympathy on into the empathy.
Right.
It's not real.
Right. And that's why this shit is bullshit. Yeah. That's why it's all bullshit. Like, motherfuckers got to stand on this shit. And that's why I fuck with niggas like Boosie, because Boosie ain't. He like, nigga, I am. This is me. Like, nigga, I'm grown. This is what the fuck I believe. Like, the shit what you do, that's what I'm going to stand on. That's what I believe. I ain't walking it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't walking it back, bro. Like,
that's how
the fuck you should be, bro. You got to stand on your shit. We done came to, that's how it always has been. until more recently. You know what I'm saying? Where niggas now all of a sudden you want to flip flop and go back and forth. Man. Oh, let me grow. Hey, let me grow. Hey, back then, it was like, nigga, fuck that shit. I said what the fuck I said. It is what it is. Like, I may not feel like that now, but if I do, I do. And if I don't, I don't.
Shout out to Bootsy, though. He paid that nigga $600 who he slapped.
Yeah, man. They played my nigga. Cut his IG
out.
You see
what type of nigga he slapped, though. A nigga that needed the
$600. Yeah.
Oh, that shit going straight to the pipe. What you mean?
That was like a video shoot, though.
It was.
What you mean? It's going to the pipe.
It was for a video.
Like, you just said, you going to say the type of nigga he slapped and then get mad because I described him.
No, I'm just
nigga, get back. Don't do that. Don't try to see how niggas out here try to pull you in the dirt and try to get on top of you, act like they behind.
I mean,
above.
Fred doesn't care about drug addicts.
Somebody less fortunate.
Yeah. I do care about
Fred.
Drug addicts.
Fred let people do heroin safely.
That's caring about.
I still can't
about?
Get over that shit. It, okay, all right.
I mean,
all
right, I don't
okay.
think that one. I don't even think that all one right. went on live about hey, that conversation.
It's a nigga. A professor at a prestigious.
Yeah, that's we
know this nigga do heroin safely and get doctors to check this shit. Exactly. Stupidest shit I ever fucking heard.
How
in my
is that
life.
Not, how is stupid? How is that stupid to make people
a doctor's go? Okay, let's stop.
No,
let's
it's
stop,
not
stop,
doctors.
Stop.
We pay government. Shit, we pay government officials.
That that shit is crazy. Yo, shit is wild. Man.
We pay people to man a fucking toe
the
line.
World we live in.
Just to, hey, here you go. Just
a lot of people who do hard drugs. And are in prominent positions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Bobby Brown's son, who just got killed because he had fentanyl in his fucking coke. Like, that's what killed him. Like, that shit is fucking crazy, bro. Like, if he would have had a place.
Coke.
Okay, yeah, that's cool to take the high and mighty route with it, but let's just be real.
I mean, I don't do coke, so
yeah,
I'm definitely going to
say
that.
So, yeah, you can take the high and mighty route because you don't do coke, but let's
it's
be
not
honest.
High and mighty.
People are still going to do coke. So
yeah.
Why not make sure get a place for them to test to make sure when they buy this coke from this shifty ass person that they don't know, this fucking crazy ass thing with all these tattoos or whatever they get, they can make sure it's not nothing crazy in there.
Yeah, if I'm buying coke, I ain't buying it from a nigga looking
bring
like
it to
that.
Me, I check it. All that shit going it's, down yeah, the fucking drain. It's bad.
That's starting a fight right there. A nigga, you throw a nigga coke all right.
Nigga gonna fight all right. You.
That's like throwing a half nigga rent away.
Shit. I ain't worried about it.
Nigga gonna be mad about that one.
A nigga mad off the coke, bro? That's like three niggas.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Save me a life.
That's like three niggas. He ain't gonna save yours. But no, like, that's about caring about people who are drug addicts. That's not a bad thing. I'm definitely here for safe drug use.
Okay, yeah, you care about him a little bit. I care about him a lot.
Yeah.
We'll just stick with that.
All right, hold on. Let's keep in the cheating around. We got to talk
wait,
about
yeah,
it. Cause, we got to knock some more cheaters.
Nah, we ain't finished with this nigga, but go ahead, though.
I mean, if we not finished with him,
just go ahead. Go ahead.
We got Gary Owens.
Gary Owens, did he cheat?
Allegedly.
No, man. That
allegedly
was just,
cheat. His wife just put in a divorce.
Yeah, we gossiping.
Oh, that's why they asked.
Yeah, his wife just put in
a
divorce.
Good gossip.
What about it, man?
They getting a divorce. That's not the gossip. So that's the truth.
Y'all want to gossip?
Gary
I got
white,
the
Eddie.
Gospel.
Yeah. Gary Owens white.
His wife black.
Yeah, white comedian.
Oh, she black. Okay,
she black.
Yeah.
Okay, got a black wife.
Okay, yeah.
He been invited him to the cookout and shit and stuff.
Not my cookout.
You can still come to the cookout.
Gary, cool.
Come
bro.
To yours. I mean, because yours is gonna be white.
It's gonna be white people my cookout. Yeah,
it's
right.
Gonna be black people that Gary's
white.
Cookout.
Yes, Jules. There, Iggy.
Maybe Iggy.
Hillary, you got yeah.
I wouldn't
Miley Cyrus.
Molly could probably come.
No,
she just can't talk that hip hop shit no more.
Justin Bieber, none of them white people coming to mind.
Bieber's a good.
They
dude,
don't
man.
Even know about the cook girl.
JT can come to mind.
She's black.
JT?
No, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay. You gotta stop calling him JT.
I'm not gonna
bro.
Be at your cookout.
Justin Timberlake, cool as hell. I roll with Justin.
You can't put rap on the Super Bowl. No
yeah, man. But Justin Timberlake did kind of.
We talked about that.
Justin Timberlake fucked up. Yeah, man. Yeah, niggas.
I'll take that back.
Yeah, niggas just divided anybody.
I just like the music. Quavo, my dog, man. Quavo, Hucho.
Let's get into what happened, man. We can't avoid it. Your boy got exposed. His girl exposed.
My boy said she was a good girl. Now she turned out. That's what he said on his new song.
How she exposed him?
Because she said he was cheating.
Nah,
man, them niggas all be cheating, bro. Come
I
on.
I agree. I feel like if I'm living that lifestyle, I should be allowed to cheat.
What?
They
what?
Be fucking bitches together.
What you mean? If I'm a well-known celebrity, yeah, it's going to be other women.
So you like weak women.
If I'm married,
no,
then
I'm
no, I'm not
yeah,
cheating.
Yeah.
Who knows how to make an
I'm not cheating
no,
if I'm married.
You like weak women.
No, if I'm a celebrity.
If
you
I'm
know
a celebrity.
Up.
You like weak women.
Fred is a weak woman.
Fred is a weak woman. Fred is a weak woman. He definitely, we've already agreed that he wants to be a woman.
Fred is jealous of women.
Fred is jealous of women.
Y'all didn't say anything.
Fred, this is a scientific fact.
Doesn't make it true.
This is a scientific known fact.
Fred feels like he's a woman on the inside.
Okay.
You're a middle-aged white woman.
You're a Karen.
You are a Karen.
No, but honestly, I would feel like that if a woman is in a relationship where she's big time like that, shit, if you want to be with her, she's going to be able to get to run the mill.
This is what I'm saying.
So you're a weak man.
You got to take that.
We already know Fred's a cook.
I'll beat J-Lo ass.
Yeah, Fred is a
cook. Fred is a cook.
Fred would watch it.
I'm not watching
Fred would watch it. Like, yeah, get in there, man.
Plow my wife.
Nigga, Fred wants some security.
A nigga, Fred just want to be taken care of like a woman.
Fred just want to be taken care of, man.
That boy Fred gonna be telling
it. And that just proves the point why you're jealous of women.
I'm not jealous.
Because you want to just be taken care of.
If the women can do it, why can't we do it?
Listen, man, this is the thing.
Sweetie can't get mad at that.
Sweetie and Quavo both are rich. They both got money.
So it should just be open off top.
They know what the fuck is going on. She was probably fucking with other people too. They probably was fucking other people together.
She really
disrespectful
what she did.
She did go on there and try to clown him. Yeah, she did. With her ex-boyfriend. With her ex-boyfriend on the show.
I don't know if we should do it today, but we definitely have to talk about Justin LaBoy. Like, his rise and all that shit. That's crazy.
That's his name. I thought it was Justin LA Boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I might just be stupid.
They call him La Boy now, but I heard niggas on Clubhouse calling him LA Boy, so that's what I thought his name was.
I don't know,
but they say La Boy on like his interviews, like Breakfast Club and shit.
He changed his name.
I don't know.
That's Justin Combs.
No.
Justin Combs was on the show. The show is on Revolt TV, so you know
this is Justin Combs.
That's
not who we talking about.
We talking about
the same thing. That shit did the same thing.
We talking about Justin LaBoy.
Yeah, there for some reason.
Type it in one word.
Go look.
No, he not.
Justin LaBoy is.
No, he not.
He kind of chunky looking, tall.
What does that even matter?
Yeah, just describe what he looked like, so he knew.
Nigga JoJo don't like what you say. Shit like that,
trying to study this nigga archetype and shit.
My bad, dog. I hit a nerve. My bad.
God, he's a slasher. Stupid.
That nigga goddamn. That nigga playmaker slasher. Weird ass nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
At least in a football reference with that though. God damn.
That nigga tried to identify his build, nigga.
Boy, y'all niggas stupid. This nigga stupid. That nigga done gave that nigga a play type.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. God damn.
Oh shit, boy.
Have y'all watched this show?
Y'all stupid. I never seen that.
I only watched the one with Sweetie. I just saw the
clip of Sweetie.
That shit was cringy.
That
like,
shit is too low brain, bro.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Talking about some, they were just asking middle school questions.
Yeah, like, it was just like some little kid shit.
Like, nigga, we are almost 30.
I don't know how old them niggas is.
Man, them niggas, bro.
Them niggas our age.
Quavo our age.
Well, yeah, I know Quavo. I don't know about 26. Justin LaBoy and...
Combs man, that like, man, right? But they say he was like 29, nigga. Man, nigga our age. Nigga 30.
That nigga came up in New York, though. He said he like used to run a bunch of clubs and shit, start up a bunch of clubs.
He probably did.
And make money off them shits. He said it only lasts for like a year because niggas, New York folks have got them come shut that shit down because niggas would get shot and all that shit. So he had a stupid little come up. He said he played overseas basketball.
Who?
Justin LaBoy.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were
going to
say
hating
shit off and take your goddamn
rhetoric.
I thought you were
going to
say some
hating
shit.
Oh, yeah, you know he couldn't wait to say some hating
shit. Oh, yeah, I've seen Fred smoke some layups.
He'll try to throw some shit.
Wide open. I'm never going to
forget that. I thought
you was going to
say some
hating ass
shit.
Zach don't want to talk shit. That right on Zach Allen right now.
I didn't say shit about this nigga. I just thought he was talking about somebody because they said
Jackson
played football, right?
Who?
Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, Derrick Jackson. They say he played football.
That's how our source told me that nigga was sorry.
Derrick Jackson.
You can look at the stats.
They said we had two catches, right?
I couldn't even pull up no stats on Justin LeBoy.
Yeah, one. Hey, he played in two. Look, I seen a little screenshot.
See, I had a teammate that transferred from Tuskegee City.
Bro, I could have swore I seen a video where that nigga was like, Derrick Jackson was one of them. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, bro.
Said he beat him in practice.
What you mean?
Put them hands on his ass.
Oh, whooped his ass? I mean, he don't really look like no nigga.
Did he get his ass whooped? That suck.
I mean,
you're not even a good cheater. And you ain't good at fighting. That's not good.
He was cheating with some bad bitches.
Of course.
That nigga wife be walking around the house looking like James St. Patrick.
Somebody said she was dressed like Creflo Dollar. No bitch I'm fucking with ever gonna be described as that. I'm gonna cheat on your ass too. What the fuck is you? What the fuck you got on the goddamn
3-piece suit in the house for?
With no socks on, standing on the toilet, standing on the tub, goddamn, taking pictures in the mirror.
That's what I said, bro.
Like you got that shit on. Like, you ain't got nothing on right now.
I gotta stop judging by cosmetics, man.
I'm just saying,
you gonna want your wife to look
just
sexy.
Like Little House on the Prairie, bro. She just don't got no drip. She ain't got no drip, bro.
She ain't got no drip.
That didn't look like, if I would have seen him, I wouldn't imagine that being his wife. Like, that like his sister or his cousin. Like,
look like it's one of the
and she ain't gotta get no ass.
Somebody
shot.
Part of the
no,
motherboard at
she ain't
the
gotta have no titties or have no big ass weed.
Together,
or no weed.
Like,
nigga, she just man, you could dress better than what the fuck you be dressing.
She
like,
said
girl.
She ain't come here to play dress up,
she
dog.
Didn't. She said, damn, we ain't coming for that.
I mean,
but look,
that still doesn't deny the fact that you be looking stupid.
That's why,
like,
bro, was goddamn.
No, nigga.
Stepping out, bro, was like, shit, I gotta find me a goddamn nice
nigga.
That's
what gave him the temptation.
That is.
That's real. Speak on it.
He didn't find attractiveness in his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped outside
his door. Why the fuck would you marry?
And saw, no, wait.
They got kids.
He might have got
her
pregnant.
They got kids.
She was attractive in that moment. You know,
you can hear the kids in the background.
College sweetheart, you know.
You at Tuskegee.
Yeah, college sweetheart.
That's bad a bitch than that at Tuskegee.
It might have been a bad year.
Our HBCUs got
him. Probably intrigued his mental.
Now, yeah, yeah.
She probably did
yeah.
some
and
homework
then he
for
him. Like,
he snapped up
she
out of
that bad looking.
Yeah, she
he
cool.
To get,
she cool.
And now, because
he
got
was
some,
a lame.
Now that he got some clout, a following, you know, he's stepping outside his door.
He,
and these women out here like, oh, you Derrick Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm finna give you this ass.
That's real.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I be seeing your little videos.
Why shouldn't he take it?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
shouldn't he take it? Because he's married.
Because he's married. Why be
if
married?
I, if it's just my girlfriend.
Okay, she's married. She's provided for.
Listen,
saved,
if I'm rich.
Protected.
If I'm
what's
rich. If I'm rich and I'm not married.
She,
like, if I'm
like
rich.
Creflo Dollar.
If I'm rich and you.
Yeah, so she's clothed.
If I'm rich.
She got on too much clothes.
I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is,
somebody, you see a bonnet, I see a goddamn, man, shut the
cap
fuck up.
Cap of righteousness.
Man. To, yeah, that is some cap of righteousness.
So this is what I'm saying,
bro.
if you rich and you
shit.
Just got a girlfriend, you could cheat, fuck it. If you rich and you married, you can't cheat. Once you get married, you can't cheat.
That shit wild,
nah,
bro.
If you married and you're rich, you can cheat. You definitely can.
Fred, I can't
your
wait to
moral,
see when you 60.
Your moral standpoint is fucked up.
Fred just be talking.
Why not?
Fred just talk a lot of shit.
Fred moral
Fred
standpoint
don't
is fucked
this.
Up.
I have an argument.
Fred does not
believe
the shit that he
wrong.
Says.
If you're providing and for everything, and there's no.
So why not just be by yourself and just do the fuck you want
to
do, and,
like
and nobody got
to
be mad at
you.
You
like to just have somebody that you can call. You know, and they
yeah,
they
but that ain't gotta be your.
That sounds pretty selfish, Fred.
Hey, when they shit. You providing for them? What's the selfishness? Everybody's getting what they want. This is an agreement we made.
You ain't shit.
No,
so you want a transactional relationship?
We're not saying everything is transactional.
Fred has been hurt, and he just has a cynical outlook on relationships.
Yeah.
Everything is transactional.
You got played to the left.
But Fred just said, "Fuck it. This is what it really is."
To the left.
Everything again, y'all having taking that part of taking my conversation. Everything is transactional.
A few man, his heart been broken
can
a few times.
Ask the question first. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You always want to get personal, man. Look at his head, man.
Who
broke your heart?
Who did it? Who did it?
Cha-cha slide. Cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha hit him with the dance.
That's why he had the goddamn move. She had to move out.
Colorado. Yeah, that
chain.
Is crazy. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I had to. I was hoping.
And the whole house
smelled
like goddamn chili.
Y'all are fucking stupid.
Okay.
Oh, I swear.
That wasn't right. I'm sorry.
Y'all are some wild boys. For real. No, y'all gonna get my point of what?
Go ahead and say whatever bullshit you just say.
If the woman is fucking providing for everything, and you don't have to do nothing outside of the home shit, you can step out.
You can step out.
Yes.
You try that shit. Then when your wife leave your ass and look like Jeff Bezos, take a half your shit and go bury your fucking high school teacher.
That's why you put a prenup.
It's already in the prenup. What?
She ain't gonna sign that shit.
That divorcing for in adultery isn't anything to. It's not gonna be something to trigger off any kind of witch call. Like that's gonna be the normal shit. That's something to be expected.
I'm saying though, she can say it's for anything though.
She can say it for anything. You're right, but then she has to prove it to get the different triggers.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna give her that.
If I feel like it.
If I feel like
it. Y'all talked about Deshaun Watson on this show.
Deshaun Watson getting fucked over. Free my boy D.Y.
Hold on, we can't just automatically take that side. We have to first, at least let's break niggas. What happened?
What you mean, bro? What happened? I know exactly what the fuck happened. I know exactly what the fuck happened, and I'm going to tell you. The nigga wanted out.
Oh, my God.
They's like, nah, you can't leave. He like, nah, I want to leave. They're like, nah, you can't leave. Yo, I want to leave. Dude. All right, we got some for your ass. Boom. He touched me.
I'm from Deshaun. I really want to leave now. I don't even want to be around y'all. Huh?
He touched me. Boom. He touched me. This nigga just fucked up the whole show, bro.
No, he didn't. Shut up. Let's just keep on.
Boom. He touched me.
Okay. Can we at least give respect to the victims?
Wait, we're going to get there. We got to get the lead up first. This nigga JJ.
No, we can't give the lead. We have to at least talk about why we're talking about it first. Bro. No, we have to give respect to these victims. Wait, let Zach talk.
Let Zach talk.
Okay, off top, we're talking about Deshaun Watson here, who has now seen up to 16 lawsuits.
I heard it was more than 16.
Well, okay. 16 plus lawsuits.
16 and counting.
Lawsuits against him. I don't even know, sexual misconduct, misconduct, whatever you want to call it, by massage therapist, women that have given him services, and they've said he carried himself inappropriately.
Okay,
but
I'm gonna tell y'all exactly what happened. But go ahead.
But I think initially what leads up to something like this is that you see Deshaun Watson come out. He's unhappy with the Houston Texans and how they didn't pay attention to his needs or his input with him being a top five quarterback in the NFL, not allowing him to be at these meetings when you hire him the head coach and general manager. So he demands a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And while...
Because they lied to
him. The trade, you know, of course, Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson being 25, they're not going to trade that.
No, that's never happened.
But ever in history. you get an older veteran like J.J. Watt, you know, who comes in and says, I want to trade as well.
Same thing.
What was the key word you said, though, there? An older veteran.
He's still 31. Still the face.
He's a dinged up 31.
No, he's...
Man, you J.J. Watt,
anyway, no. But still the face of the... Still the face of the franchise. J.J. Watt is still the face of the franchise. J.J. Watt is the Houston Texans. When you hear Houston Texans, you hear J.J. Watt first and foremost.
That's real.
So he comes, he asks for a trade, and within a week, J.J. Watt is traded.
He's traded away.
No, he was traded. No, or he may have been released.
He was released.
Yeah.
He got what he asked for.
Yeah.
He got out of his situation.
He got a better situation. He got a better to make
now,
his own choice.
Now you see Deshaun Watson, you're making him sit there. And now you have a lawyer who's reportedly friends with the owner or the organization in some capacity.
Related to the organization, right?
Yeah. That's already a
conflict of interest.
And now we see suit after suit after suit coming out against.
But they never went to the police, though. The suits came out, but these are all civil cases.
Money grabs. So they want the money first. If we can't get the money,
we want to tarnish your reputation. Is what we want
to
do.
Our case to the police officer. Well, but if we can get your money first before I got to turn you in jail, I can do.
What we want to do is tarnish your reputation. Now we want to put a black mark on your name. Hey, this guy is allegedly a sexual assault.
Cause
a person, he's predator. A sexual predator.
They were asking for like the minimum that you could ask for.
Okay,
what? How much is that?
Do you want me to tell? Can I tell y'all? Can I tell y'all what happened?
Tell us, old guru.
Can I tell y'all what happened? This is what's happened.
Are you telling us what's happening or what happened?
I'm telling you both. This is what's going down here. Deshaun Watson and a few of the other guys on the Houston Texans, of course, have a certain massage service who they use. Probably the same motherfuckers who J.J. Watt might be using. I'm not sure, but I'm just saying, most likely. So Deshaun Watson has a girlfriend and a fiance as well. These guys are NFL players, and we all know a lot of these guys do their thing.
It goes back to my point.
We're not saying that you can, but we know that a lot of them do. You know what I'm saying? Cheat. But anyway, they have this massage service that they use, and the massage service knows that when you go see Deshaun Watson, we're going to send a girl that, you know what I'm saying? We know that we're going to send a girl that is, fuck. So much goddamn shit going on.
It's,
you know, it's hard.
You looking at other
I'm
shit.
Saying, because everybody keep nosey moving around. Rosy. Everybody keep moving touch around. Nose, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on. Hey, anyway, they know that, hey, when we they know when we send these fucking girls to Deshaun Watson, we send the girl who know what's up. She know when she go in there with Deshaun Watson. After she give him a massage, some little shit might happen. She know when she
that's
go in here.
Language.
I'm just telling you, bro. We know this. The dude just shot up the massage
that
party.
It definitely is.
I'm just telling you.
Knowing what's up is the most problematic.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, bro. I'm telling you the truth, bro.
Bitches don't know what's up.
No, listen.
That's
listen.
For real. You need to
listen.
To them.
Listen. They know. They know. They know when they go to Deshaun Watson, they know what type of girls they sending there. They know they sending the girls who down with this shit. Know. The girls who know after I give him a massage, I might have to give him a little rub down, whatever.
These are individually contracted young ladies.
Bro, listen, bro. They know. They know. Trust me. They know. They know.
What?
Can I get some more evidence besides
what are you
they know?
Saying?
Bro,
what's another statement? Like, can we get some more?
These women know when they go give these football players, these certain football players massages, that after they get massages, they might do
say
a little something extra. They might give them a
nobody
little.
Nobody knows that.
No, they don't.
You're calling for a professional massage. You're not calling for one of these.
Bro, they're not calling. This is what I'm telling
they're
you.
Calling for us.
This is what I'm telling you, bro. These niggas not calling.
You went to school for this.
These niggas ain't calling. Bro, what just happened in Atlanta?
Bro, you can't.
What just happened in Atlanta?
They're not calling them.
What happened? What was Robert?
Hold on, bro.
What did Robert
shut
Kraft?
Up. Wait, just
what? Listen to me.
Dig a ditch? Let him dig.
What did Robert Kraft? What did Robert Kraft? What happened? What?
Shut up!
What happened? What happened with Robert Kraft? What happened with Robert Kraft and his massage parlor escapades?
Yeah, he went to.
He was getting whacked. He was whacking it.
Time out.
They were whacking him.
You got no. I don't know. Have you ever been to a massage parlor before?
Yeah.
You have,
yes.
Right? Okay, you know the type of people that frequent massage parlors, okay?
I don't know if I know the type of people that frequent.
If you get to a massage parlor, you've seen the people who are working in there, you know? They're sex workers.
I didn't see sex workers in my
did.
Massage parlor.
Okay, whatever.
I didn't know.
Anyway.
If I did.
Deshaun Watson, black guys don't pay that much, so.
Deshaun Watson is calling professional people who went to school for this stuff to come perform a certain type of massage. You know, these aren't your go up the street to the Yum Yum house and get a massage.
Stop Asian hate, bro.
I never said Yum Yum house, but anyway, when I went to a masseuse,
you made it weird.
When I went to a masseuse, it was there was black masseuse in there. You know what I'm saying? There was a black young lady giving me the massage. Nothing funny happened. No funny business happened. You know,
you didn't pay enough.
You probably went to a.
I wasn't looking for that.
The nigga just probably wanted.
Probably I just wanted a massage.
A professional space.
You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm telling you.
Robert
I know.
Kraft went to a hole in the wall where he knew he was gonna get rubbed
into. So you telling
me
Deshaun Watson?
20 years.
You saying Deshaun Watson ain't called nobody to get no extra service?
He's calling professionals.
I mean, I'm saying he calling professionals who might be with a little extra hanky panky.
Wanted a clean old fashioned massage.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. I don't think Deshaun Watson wanted clean old fashioned massage.
He wanted,
and
to
I
fuck
think
one of
I
them.
Think he
oh,
was calling.
Wow. So only,
I think Deshaun Watson was calling, getting
the
massage.
The massage therapist, but now you questioning Deshaun Watson.
Y'all niggas are wild.
This is what I'm saying. This is the only way this could be anywhere remotely true.
You believe that this man was really?
Well, they say there are messages of him apologizing to a massage therapist about
saying I didn't want you to get the
say I'm sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
laptop, so, anything.
But I'm just telling you from what I'm seeing, this is the synopsis that I'm gathering.
An Android. I know they Deshaun say Watson that, ain't got no Android.
They say that, I mean, Deshaun Watson could have been smart enough to text from a different phone so that you might not know it's me, but I'm just letting you know, damn, my bad. But anyway, after I seen these alleged messages that he texted one of these massage therapists and said, my bad if I made you feel uncomfortable, that leads me to believe that the people he had been getting already knew what they was getting coming to him. And then once he wanted to leave, these motherfuckers was like, we gonna make sure we send a motherfucker in here who don't know what the deal is. So now when he try his regular shit, he just think it's a new girl. But now she don't really know what the fuck the deal is. He try some funny shit. She's offended. Now, boom, we got a case. But now it's once it one happened, once one person said, now other people go, yeah, he did that to me. He did that to me. The lawyer was even saying it's hard to defend this shit because they haven't even released the names in some of these cases. So how can we even look into the shit?
About to be thrown out.
How can we look into the shit? We don't even know the names of the accusers.
Lawsuit number three is about to be thrown out because she was texting Deshaun and telling him, like, if you don't do this for me, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say you did this to me.
And this is what's happening right now. Because once those same masseuse hear that, oh, damn, the other girl said this, he did this shit to me. Even though I was cool with it, now I'm finna come back and say some shit. And that's what's happening. That's why it's so many. Because this nigga been doing this shit for years. And they said most recently this month. Because this month, when he realized, when the company, the owners realized this nigga ain't leaving, now we gonna make sure the bitch he called is the bitch who ain't with the plan. And now we got his ass. Bow.
Nah,
fucked him over
16 times.
Nah.
This is what I'm telling you. He's been doing this for years. Free nigga, Deshaun. Some of these 16 times.
No, you can't say he's been. What has he been doing for years?
He's been fucking a massage therapist.
He ain't been fucking them. They say oral sex. You can't make a. You can't make a woman give you oral.
Yes,
sex.
Well,
don't say that.
You can't.
Baby. Don't say that.
You can coerce her.
You can't force her to.
You can coerce her.
That's not forcing you.
That means
you're
physically
simple,
forcing you.
You're simple-minded,
and I just tricked you off your spot.
Wow.
Jeez.
I might have to blur that out.
I mean, it's kind of hard. I mean, oh my God.
Coercion is a little bit more than that, bro. You can't call somebody weak-minded for being coerced. Just
coercing is sucking a dick?
You can be.
You're weak-minded. You wanted to suck that dick.
Oh, my God.
Because if you didn't, you wouldn't have.
Oh man, these niggas wild.
I mean, bro, how is that wild? I mean, bro, I don't understand.
I can't grab you by your jaw and put my thing in you.
It's women out here who suck some dick and they didn't really want to.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
they felt pressured.
Yeah, from either like
pressured by what?
That's not sexual assault.
Yes, it is. Do you want this part? Do you want to keep your job? All this stuff. Do you want to stay in this home?
I don't
want
to suck your dick though.
Yeah, but if you want to stay here, you're gonna have to do that. So bad.
You want to suck my dick or you want to goddamn
be on the street?
Sexual assault. That's what a man might do. Some women might do that. Some women don't. Some women be like, that boy, am I going
to
go?
Sexual assault, you in some capacity in order for it to be sexual assault.
Not necessarily.
If you pull your dick out, that's sexual assault.
Right.
Sexual misconduct.
No, that's assault.
They can put it down there, but it's assault.
That's assault. That's
assault, nigga. That's assault.
That's sexual assault.
That's what they do to the white guy. Misconduct. You know, we figure this out. We scratch each other's backs.
Sexual misconduct would be more like saying something. You know what I'm saying? Would be more like saying something. But
3D Watt, man.
He's not. These are all civil suits.
Yeah,
none of this is criminal.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, yeah, free D. Watt, though, because I don't think that he did anything against anyone's will except for maybe this last time because they tricked him. They tricked my boy. They sent one in there who didn't know what the deal was, man. And he had been getting some who knew what the deal was.
But why he
got
to fuck them aside? He
ain't fucking them.
Why do he got to do anything with
them?
He
just getting top from them.
I don't know if y'all watched Undisputed and heard what Shannon Sharp said about, you know. What
did he say?
He was relating to, like, as a massage therapist, if this is your profession and you've given a groin massage, you've probably touched the penis a couple of times, you know?
Probably so, made it jump while she was doing it, though.
Free. I don't know about that one. That was a little too, little Nazi. That was a little Nazi-esque. Yeah, you're a wild boy.
That nigga got his fucking Lil Nas shirt on. Yeah, he definitely. He part of Lil Nas X bowling team.
Oh goddamn, Cuban
nigga, Cuban massage therapist bowler. Clerk.
Yeah, that nigga do look like an alley cat. That was
funny. These women could out here just be out here trying to grab the money because at some point in time, your hand may have slipped down there. You may have touched it.
And he might have been like, "Hey, don't stop."
He'd be like, "Whoa, what's going on here?" He's gonna be, you know, he's gonna see what's going on. What's going on?
His antenna's erased.
But that doesn't mean that it was sexually assault.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know the context of what. Nobody.
This is what I'm saying, bro. If they go down there and they get the goddamn rubbing and they let him see what's going on, they already knew what was up. They knew they was finna get found out what was going on before they got here.
3D what, man?
I just want a good investigation to be done. And if the truth be, you know, be found, you know, in his favor or not, let it be found.
Need to start investigating this nigga rhetoric, man. Yeah, man.
You just said,
need to get rhetoric under investigation.
Bro, I said, what did I say? I said, a good investigation be done. Y'all just ready to say these women are liars?
No, I'm saying you need to be investigated.
Your shirt make you the bad guy.
I'm telling you.
You need help with the rack?
Lil Nas X bowling crew.
That nigga's the lead bowler.
He slide down the stripper pole to the bowling alley. On the devil's pole. You like
the name of the bowling team.
Yeah.
The devil's pole. Alright, man.
That's a gay shit. Hey. It is, people, confirmed.
It wasn't confirmed.
Confirmed. Came it out confirmed. On the show.
I don't think we care what y'all niggas think.
Just look at this nigga.
Shit, fine. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Shit, fine.
I was saying it's not a bad shirt, but it's just a bad time. That occasion.
It did.
That occasion.
Yeah, it's raining outside and shit. It's raining and cold a little bit. This
I done
got
seen
on
Dub wear a worse
shirt,
than that.
This nigga wear the fucking. He tried to act like he Jamaican. Wear the fucking holy.
That nigga had a mess. That nigga had a
mess. You had on the Stella Gun Groove, man? That nigga had on the Tay Diggs and Stella Gun Groove.
T-shirt on.
That nigga had on the Tay Diggs, motherfucker. Okay. Okay.
Stupid. Yeah, you can't wear that, bro.
That nigga was.
That's the goddamn. That's part of Fred.
Mesh shorts on and shit, nigga.
That's like with Fred nigga. People wearing that.
Shut up,
but goddamn, you
hey,
gotta.
We gotta dress
up. That's crazy. You gotta fucking. Nah, but Dub did had a mesh like fucking vacation buttoned up. That shit was crazy.
Oh my god, that's nasty.
It had like.
A mesh buttoned up.
It had like palm trees. He know what the fuck shirt I'm talking about. That nigga look like fucking Tito from Rocket Power with that shirt on.
Nah.
He had the fucking mesh buttoned up. That shit had fucking palm trees and some shit on it. He know exactly what shirt I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's grinning now.
Yeah, that shirt.
Nigga had on that Tito. Nigga talking to the ancient Hawaiians.
That was a wild shirt, dog. That was a wild fucking shirt.
You an all-time nasty boy. You gotta relax, bro.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, this nigga Fred's so fucking weird.
Yeah. Fred trying to get all the attention off of him. Nigga, we still owe you. We ain't even finished with you because we ain't saying nothing about your hairstyle. Hey,
that nigga look like he kid and played himself. Hey, man, I know I need a haircut. I ain't gonna.
Hairline intact.
I know I need a haircut.
Not rooms over there,
bro. I know you can't talk it. Your shit paying peekaboo by all them little dreads in the front. What the fuck you mean? We can't even see your hairline.
Your shit like a fucking M.
Yeah, what the fuck your shit look like? You can't even see your shit. This nigga curve ain't got no definition. That shit go straight down.
Yeah,
that nigga got that cliffhanger, boy. That shit just drop off. That shit just leave you hanging. Next season. Tune in next season for that nigga hairline. Fuck wrong with this shit.
He ain't got no what?
No right angle.
Nigga, you ain't got no angle. Peel that fucking dread back so we can see the corner of your shit, Army, man. The
fuck?
Telling you,
give us a cool.
That nigga came over here. That nigga came over here early and tried to shake them bitches, but them bitches was stiff as fuck.
Come on.
But hey, if you flick one of them shits, that shit gonna sound like a dose stopper,
come
nigga. Boom.
Let me
see,
man. Come
on, man.
That flick one of that nigga's shits gonna sound like a dose stopper, bro.
Come on, man. Let me see, man. That what I told you. You just need like some coconut.
Well, that shit might break off in your hand.
Don't just neglect them motherfuckers.
Don't say fuck it.
That nigga left them bitches stranded.
Put some machine on them bitches.
Okay. Come on, man. Just one time.
No, just let me that shit gonna break off of your head, bro.
Yeah,
that
bitch. Y'all have to make sure y'all grease y'all scalp. That bitch a fossil. Got shit going on under them caps.
Hey, man. This nigga hell,
you
bro.
You should've wore a cap.
This shit ain't worn over.
It's been like 6 months.
Yeah, that 200 pick you up, yeah, so your shit was straight on the 200 pick. You had the Beijing popping on that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That nigga said you had the Beijing.
What the fuck is the Beijing?
I don't even know what Beijing is.
Beijing, that spray.
The dark spray that's put spray. On you. You know what it is. Oh. You know how he got your corners. You know how
you know how niggas be putting that Beijing in their beard, man.
He had the paper on his face before he could.
Damn, that nigga Zach had the Carlos Boozer.
The Carlos Boozer.
That nigga Carlos Boozer had the whole shit. Nah. He really don't, though.
What else?
Fred, I don't even know how you even fix your mouth to say something about another nigga has style.
What else? What are we going to do?
Oh,
wow.
We got to talk about what this nigga said off mic.
That nigga Fred. What'd I say?
We was talking about the Joe Budden shit, about them breaking up, man.
I said we Joe. I'm Joe.
Nah, you didn't say we Joe.
I said I'm Joe. I said we all Joe. Let's
We're going to go into that. Then we're going to go into what you said. But so apparently, you know, Joe Budden's podcast, if y'all not familiar, he's got two other co-hosts with him, Rory and Maul. They haven't been on the last 3 or 4 episodes. Looks like there's been, some disagreements that happened amongst them. And so right now, Joe's just been thugging it with, you know, whoever he can get his hands on.
With Parks, just him and Parks.
Him and Parks are the main ones. And he'll bring in, like, Savon. They gave him a mic. And it's just other people they know.
Ooh, beginning of the end, man. Yes,
it looks like it.
Beginning of the end.
I don't even know who these guys are.
But it's the white boy and the black guy that be with Joe.
No, I'm talking about Savon and Parks.
Parks is the nigga who's does the sound for them. He's the engineer dude.
He's always off been on camera.
I know Rory is the white dude, right?
Rory's the white dude. He's the one that ain't on the show right now, and Maul's the one.
Maul's the dude with the hat. So they always wear hats. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is essentially what I think is happening. I have my theories. I don't know what y'all have heard in regards to why.
I ain't heard nothing.
My theory's got to do with academics. I think that nigga Joe has been planning on something with academics.
And they ain't fucking with it.
And you know Rory ain't fucking with academics because of that shit they got going on with them.
What they got going on?
We talked about this on the show.
He beefing with academics?
Yeah. That nigga, everybody Rory went to academics.
Niggas just don't like him. Niggas not beefing with him.
Niggas don't like him.
Because beefing is a back and forth. We're adversaries.
Rory came to his house.
Rory came to his house to do what?
Leave a note.
Left a note?
Yeah.
What the note say?
Like on some, I know he's like, let's just try to relax. Let's act like man type shit. Trying to let him know I know where you live, that type shit.
He left a note?
At academics door. And academics got a video of it. And that's where all the shit came from. Because they was going jabbing back and forth at each other. And then once he got that fucking...
Who the fuck Rory think he is?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The fucking equalizer?
But then he tried to say that wasn't him. He tried to lie and say it wasn't him. And try to say it was his girlfriend sending somebody to do it. And all this other stuff. And so that's where the beef's coming from. My mind is this. Joe made the most sense when he was with academics. They were the biggest that they probably both ever been during everyday struggle. Rory, I want to work with him. I'm sorry you guys have beef. I know he told everybody that you were cheating on your girl. I know that.
Who?
Academics. Academics told everybody.
These niggas are bozos.
I know he told everybody he's cheating on your girl and all this other stuff, but I make good money.
That's
with this
that gossip, man.
That's what I think happened. I think that's what the same thing. And then Rory, because if I've been watching the show, Rory's been giving him a lot of energy, a lot of talking about fighting, talking about those other shit.
Who, academics or Joe?
No, Joe. Rory's been doing that to Joe on the show.
While they're on the show.
Yeah.
So they been real combative.
So they just little passive aggressive little hoes on the show.
Saying we can take this outside.
I despise niggas like that.
For real?
Yeah, he said that. He said we can do
what
this
Joe
outside.
Say?
Joe
probably looked at him and laughed.
Yeah, Joe trying to laugh it off.
Bruh. I know we're not talking about it. Go ahead. It was funny. I seen that Cassidy hit bad shit. Them niggas was finna fight at the freestyle battle. That shit was crazy as fuck. Cassidy about to up the strap on that
Cassidy
nigga.
Cassidy was selling that, and Hitman Hollow was very sensitive. He just
Cassidy was about to up the strap on that nigga.
Nah, what's the name was, but that shit was on some.
Cassidy,
y'all niggas are
rappers.
Shut the fuck up.
But go ahead.
But yeah, so basically that's where I think it stems from. And then, apparently from what I gathered to what he said, Rory came in, you know, to do the show for the Wednesday show. Joe tells him, "Hey, bro, I think you should sit this one out." And then,
so Joe told him he can't be on the show
for that episode. And then Maul felt like, hey,
I ain't Joe, fucking with that.
No, he was like, why do you feel like you the one who can tell him not to be on the show?
And Joe said, because it's the Joe Budden podcast.
And Maul said, all right, I'm going.
All right, nigga, well, I'm leaving too. But
Maul should have been through that. I don't know why these niggas, but you can tell. These
the shit is called the Joe Budden podcast.
But I mean, it can't be called nothing with Rory and Maul in it, because nobody going to know who the fuck.
But they just unless you came know up with a niggas. Name.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they could have came up with a name, but no, but nothing's going to get more clicks than the Joe Budden podcast, especially for him leaving Everyday Struggle or whatever, and doing the other shit with
that
some other folks.
We talked about that.
And doing the pull-up shit and all the other shit. Like, Joe really the one who niggas clicking for. I don't care what Roy or Maul got to say.
And their argument is this, though. We do the podcast with you every week. That brings in half a million, pretty much, every download. Bro, that brings traction to everything else. All the arguments that Joe uses when he's talking to all these big companies, now they can use on him. You know what I'm saying? What keeps people on the Joe Budden channel page? The Joe Budden podcast show. What's going to get everybody to listen and be part of all the other shit we're doing? The Joe Budden podcast show. Who is a third member of this, what we're doing here? Me.
Yeah.
And Maul.
Yeah, true.
So they're going to feel that way. They're going to they're going to be antsy like that. And I get it. But that's where I was actually on stage with Joe when they was talking about it in Clubhouse. And before the shit got closed, I wanted to ask him, like, how do you preach this ownership model? And then when your Indians want to be Chiefs, shit gets fucked up all the time. That's going to happen regardless. If we're putting it down like this, where everybody has to be a Chief, who the fuck going to be the Indians? Like, how does that, right. How is that?
I mean, that's just when them niggas just realized that they wasn't what they thought they was.
Yeah, so how is that a sustainable model? That's
you
what
can
I
only,
it's
you.
Never going to be when niggas are not do boys. Them yeah. niggas don't, I mean, it's, like, it's always going to be like that.
Yeah,
right?
But
it ain't no way to balance.
Folks
got to
recognize
right?
their spot, though. Niggas got to know. You got to know when you a do boy. You got to know when you an Indian and know when you a Chief. Cause if you're an Indian and you acting like a Chief, you ain't gonna even be able to be an Indian now. Now you just fucked up. Now you just a peasant. Now you just ain't shit.
Nah, now you ain't even a part of the tribe.
Right. Now you ain't even a part of the tribe.
My question is this, though, but why is it that we have this dynamic like where I'm saying we keep pushing everybody to be the Chief? You know what I'm saying? We don't push like, hey, bro,
it isn't pushing. It's just like, nigga, if this what you is, you gonna be what you is, and if. I mean, it just came to that breaking point. It was just, hey, nigga.
We can't act like there's not a thing that no there's a pushback.
But I mean, they've been on this show and they've been new.
Nobody's going around telling people, hey, bro, be the best worker you can be. I disagree with that.
Well, yeah, your boss will tell
your
you
boss,
that.
But that's
and some people, that sometimes your parent, you know
what I'm saying? People say, oh, be
if you have an honest parent, if you have an honest parent, then they will tell you, you need to be the best 9-to-5 worker that you can be. You need to be the best employee. You need to find you a good company, get you a good 401k, work so you can retire. Like, good people who know you and recognize your talents and recognize
your, that shit ain't enough now.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not, but that's the standard. That's, you know, that's the standard.
But what I'm saying is the problem is this, is we gotta stop going from these metrics of it being Chiefs and Indians and just understand it's niggas' roles. Like, when I see us here, it ain't no Chiefs and Indians. This niggas'
right,
role.
It's role, right.
Like,
this is what
you're
you
not
do.
Joe.
This is what you do. This nigga just had to say that.
Yeah, you say what you say. Well,
I am Joe, bro.
No, you're not.
I'm Joe. We all Joes. This Joe Joe.
We're not even listening.
We're not all Joe. We're the thoughtful narcissists.
If we get in too much into that shit is gonna be problems, bro. So let's just fuck it. Hey, man, you feel like you what you is? All right, nigga, do what you gotta do, nigga. Mm-hmm. You feel right. like what you is? Do what you gotta do. I feel like what I am. I'm gonna do what I
as
gotta
as long
do.
As everybody do their part.
And as long as it don't. That's why you know
it's
nigga,
gonna work.
Yeah, niggas just gotta communicate more. If you ain't fucking with it, then hey, stand on what you stand on. Stand on what you stand on. I'm gonna stand on what I stand on. And if niggas ain't fucking with it. They just not gonna be fucking with it. Just right. give niggas an option to choose. Like, don't string a nigga along
speaking of what you're saying right there about the options. Do y'all think the Spotify deal has something to do? They say it didn't, but do y'all think the Spotify deal has something to do with it?
What you mean? What was I don't
well,
know what's going on with that.
The first deal they had was $10 million. He said just for the audio of the podcast.
Just for the audio.
Yeah, for
so,
3 years, $10 million.
Wow. Okay.
And then they tried to offer him $30 million for everything. For five years.
$30 million. Mm-hmm. So they split.
This is the numbers that he threw out when he was talking about it. So it could have been slightly different, you know, more or less, whatever. Yeah. But that was essentially it. I understand not taking the 30 and y'all take everything. Like, that's, I completely get that. But I feel like that 10 in the audio, they would have been cool with.
Yeah.
And I think that is part of the animosity that started. I don't think he really took into consideration what they were saying when they were coming up with these deals. They tried to act like they were all cool with it, but I don't think they really were.
But see, that's the, hey, man.
You can't, you got to say something.
Yeah, you got to say something right then, because right, when the ink dries, it's over with.
To us, just like even we were doing something like that, we would all front face, like, you know, we all agreed on. But it could be some shit that just wasn't in consideration during those kind of negotiations.
Right, that's why I need some time.
You need time. We all need to sleep on that shit. And yeah. You feel what well, yeah, they, well yeah, that's what they should have did, because. Especially if it's a deal that you got to sign it today, I don't even want to sign it. Right,
and this
like
ain't
that.
Nothing new to them. These niggas been in this business. They've been in this industry. They know what it takes. They know what deals look like and what they desire and what it's supposed to look like. So they should have did their due diligence more and been more, you know, more invested in what their contract was and what they was getting and made sure that that shit was correct for them. Like, I think that's.
Not
that's
all something. That, oh, I trust you, we boys. Yeah. I don't give a damn about none of that.
I don't think it was like that. I just think. There was an understanding that when we have a discussion, all of our ideas are going to be in consideration. And I feel like maybe Joe maybe withheld some information, or maybe didn't.
I mean, Joe, he just looked like that type of nigga.
Joe looked like he would just throw the 30, or they wanted $30 million for everything, and it was like, and then Roy does some more investigation. Hold on, what's this $10 million deal for just the audio? You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't even talk about that. Like, it could have been something like that.
So basically,
Joe was backdoing them on the deal
to get more money.
Or he just made the decision without really consulting them type shit.
I think he consulted them, but I think it's just like if we all sat down and we were like, "Hey, man, we're gonna make a left turn," and we're like, "Okay, we all agree, right? We all take a boat, everybody left turn, and then now just take a right." You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally what I think.
Yeah, backdoor.
I think we talked everything. We said everything was there, and he heard something that he didn't like and took a right turn.
That sound like a backdoor.
And as soon as it happened, them niggas was like, "Shit, nigga, where the fuck we going?"
That sound like a backdoor. Sound like a backdoor.
Joe like, "Oh, bro, man, I don't."
Shit. Yeah,
I'm taking the shit, we gotta see it.
Yeah, I'm not Joe. Nah, I wouldn't do no backdoor shit like that.
That's what I kind of thought when I saw that.
That's what
shit.
They all say. Till
you wear a shirt like what Fred got on.
Yeah, I can't trust
a nigga with a shirt like that. Goddamn. Fucking bowling blouse.
A Cuban bowling blouse.
Please stand by. Yeah, that nigga do look like the little static.
Here y'all go.
Nigga, back know you.
Bloody fucking die. All right, man. What else we got on the list?
I don't know. Shit, it'd be hard to remember all this shit.
We've been talking for a long time to the shooting and it happened in Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And we almost had another one in Atlanta with the dude Marley, I think his name was.
Yeah, the dude walked into Atlantic Station with like hella guns and went in the bathroom.
Grocery store or something.
Yeah, Publix in Atlantic Station. Psyched out. Somebody caught him and
luckily they said he heard him putting guns and stuff.
It was a dude in the bathroom who seen him like leaning the guns up against the stall. Like, I guess he was finna get ready. I don't know what the fuck he
did. That
nigga had hella guns though.
Loading the guns up.
Like, that nigga had shotguns, choppers, all that, bro.
What would y'all do in that situation?
Like, bro, I'm finna.
You know, I might just run.
You know, I got a hero complex.
I got
a hero complex.
I had to
goddamn. This is arrest.
Oh, fuck that.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm not saying shit.
Nigga, I'm gonna do like Martin on the.
I'm not saying shit.
Are you Hank Hill, brother? This nigga
said
he was citizen.
I'm not saying shit. First thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna fucking try to get my son.
Yeah.
If I was with my son, I'd try to get the fuck on. I'd tell them niggas at the front of the store, like, "Hey, it's a dude in the bathroom with some guns. Hey, y'all better get the fuck out of here."
But look, I'm not fucking kidding, man. You and your son walk in the bathroom.
And there's a nigga in there with some gum.
No, but look.
Come on. This is the wrong bath. No, nigga,
it's over with.
Well, your son is right there. You're not about to start getting shit riled.
Nigga, you not finna retreat. This nigga seeing you. You could tell this nigga, oh, my mama, nigga, I'm not going to say nothing.
It ain't that much talking. I'm opening the door. I'm backing the fuck out.
Well, he. It's early.
Shit.
Yeah. Come on. I'm picking this nigga up. I'm going to have my son tucked up under my arm like a football, boy. I'm in the front door.
You got to pop him, bro.
I hear click, clack, see the gun.
This nigga is not a fucking ranger, bro.
Bro, you got to pop him.
Oh, that me, bro.
Bro, you got to shoot. This nigga see you. This nigga leaning up AKs and AR-15s.
My nigga, he's not an officer.
I got my son, bro.
So you gonna run?
Yes.
Yes, fight or flight with my son in my hand. And this nigga got stupid choppers. Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's go, son. I'm finna duck behind, boy. But you gonna think I'm goddamn.
No, sir.
Boy, I'm gonna hit the A gap like a motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
That nigga with my boy in tow. So
we out this bitch. I'm gonna be looking like Barry Sanders leaving through the aisles.
He just preparing to load up though, so he ain't ready to shoot. He just preparing. He getting ready to
edit. The nigga in the bathroom.
The nigga who was finna do some crazy shit did not see him. Nigga did not see him. It just stayed in there.
He said the nigga stayed in the bathroom. He walked out.
I think he was in the stall. He heard him loading up guns in the stall.
The nigga left.
The officer.
Yeah, but the nigga still let him walk out. Like, if you
in a stall.
But this is what I'm saying. If you know it's another nigga in the bathroom, you go and you really want to do some shit, you gonna stop this nigga.
Mental capacity, this nigga. This nigga probably just was like, oh, he's not gonna hear me clicking all these clicks. He's not gonna say anything. He's just trying to get the guns ready. This nigga probably nervous, heart pumping.
I'm not checking that nigga temperature. I'm not gonna let me see if this nigga gonna let me get away.
I'm not gonna sit there and do this shit in front of my son. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting the fuck. I'm trying to get him somewhere safe.
I'm gonna mind my business.
And then I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm going to tell the people in the store, like, hey, it's a dude in the bathroom with hella guns. We need to clear this bitch the fuck out.
But you don't know what.
I keep my gun
on me,
though.
Niggas just got lucky.
It ain't for that. Niggas just got lucky, and that nigga probably barely wanted to do that shit, bro.
A nigga who ready to, he want to get this shit done.
A nigga who.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking, oh, he's really a nice guy.
A nigga
he's
who,
in the church.
This what I'm thinking,
bro. This nigga finna do some stupid shit.
This what I'm thinking. A nigga who really want to shoot the store up going to come in with his shit loaded. He ain't going to come in this bitch with all these guns.
You're not thinking about all these people. When you and your son walking in the bathroom. That nigga, that's an afterthought, what you talking about. I'm talking about, you see this shit, you and your son. I mean, yeah, nigga, hey, you only got two fucking choices. I'm trying to make my choice quicker than he make it.
I feel you.
Or, nigga, me and my son not even gonna get out of here. Nigga, what, you just gonna run and start screaming?
Yeah.
What if this nigga come out of this bitch and blast your ass?
I'm not gonna scream.
How fast you think you're gonna run?
I'm not bringing no attention.
I'm not screaming. I'm gonna turn the fuck around.
I'm gonna get my son in the head. Yeah, I'm finna scream.
No, I'm not screaming.
I'm gonna tell everybody if I'm by myself and I know I be having my pistol on me.
And this nigga in here with this shit, I may goddamn cock my shit and be like, oh shit. Like,
if you got your shit, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying.
What are you saying?
But this now, shoot him,
now you're ready to fight.
This what I'm
now
saying.
Now he hears this shit. He got a fucking.
But this what I'm saying. I'm going to let niggas know, like, oh shit, this nigga. Because I'm not.
This nigga caught this gun, got his gun out in one hand, fucking his son in the other hand.
No, if my son not with me, that's what I'm saying. If my son not with me, I may try to.
You just pulling it out.
I may try to goddamn go after this nigga. But if I got my son with me, I'm getting the fuck on.
Who do y'all think y'all are?
Yeah, nigga, who do you think?
A nigga who not trying to die. I don't want to die.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So engaging in a firefight is not trying to die?
I wouldn't. That wouldn't be my first option.
If this nigga, bruh, okay.
This wouldn't be my first option.
Say he's already loaded up. You don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, now if he's already loaded up, I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know if he's already loaded up or not.
This ain't fucking Call of Duty. Nigga, you don't see, oh, he's reloading. No, nigga, you don't know.
I walk in the door. This a nigga with a bunch
this
of guns.
This a nigga
I'm
with a gun, and
shoot.
I have a gun. I'm pulling my gun out. and that's not even on no big gangster shit. That's just like,
we can't say what we going. That ain't gonna happen.
I mean,
it depends on. It's a lot of optics.
The opposite way.
It's a lot of optics that would determine what I do.
Nigga. I mean, but you can't say you gonna run.
I'm telling you what I'm gonna do.
He knows.
So you're just going against what you just said.
I'm going the opposite way. I'm trying to go home.
I'm trying to go home too. Even if I had a gun on me.
No, you're trying to go home a hero.
That ain't my.
No, I'm not. I was just playing by the first part. Yeah, that ain't my fucking job. But my job is to get home. His job is to do some nut ass shit in fucking Publix.
My job is
in Publix with guns, sir.
My job is
a lot of
Publix to get some chicken tenders, nigga.
My job is to turn around.
I want a chicken tender sub, nigga.
They got some good crab legs
in
Publix.
I didn't come here to get in no firefight with you. But nigga, you got fucking six goddamn or however. How many?
A lot.
This nigga had a lot. stacked up against the wall like it's his fucking armory in this bitch in the bathroom.
He had too many.
I don't know what you're finna do, son. I walk in this bitch to go piss, and I see you with guns. Right now,
you in the stall. You ain't finna fuck with me.
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, if he in the stall, yeah.
I'm just gonna get the fuck out and be thankful that I was able to see what was about to
transpire. Now, if he's sitting in the stall, hell yeah, I'm gonna get out of there because he don't see me. He don't really see me. He just knows somebody.
I think that's what was going on, though. Like, the dude, they were both in stalls.
Yeah,
they
might have been in the hold on, nigga. That nigga loves some shit. Nah, I'm finna get the hell out of here.
Down
I'm finna
pitch off
this little shit I'm taking.
He had a bunch of guns propped up on the floor in the stall, and he could hear him messing with them.
Yeah,
he
ain't
opened
fucking
up
with
the
him,
door.
Man.
Got the fuck out. Like, opened up his stall door and left out. Nah,
yeah,
opened
see,
up the stall door
that.
And got
now,
the fuck
just,
out.
Now, if he just in there sitting in the fucks looking in the mirror and shit, just got there with guns and shit out, and he see me, yeah.
That's
if
crazy,
he in the stall,
bro.
He don't see what's going on. Shit, I'm out of there.
Not a hero,
I'm saying,
bro.
I'm saying, Joe, you pulling the strap and you asking this nigga what he doing, or you pulling the strap and you bust?
You gotta pull it and bust. They not asking
no,
what
no,
you
no,
doing
no,
at
no,
this
no,
point.
No, 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 no.
If you go to the bathroom, if you go to the public bathroom, and he has his guns out, you pulling your gun.
He has his guns out, and they all sitting out. I'm pulling my gun out for he pick up any of his
and
guns.
And you pulling your shit out and doing what?
I'm not shooting him. I'm saying, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah,
I'm
you got to shoot.
No, I don't.
You
no, I don't.
You pulling your gun with the pop quiz.
Nigga.
What are you doing? Why you got all these guns?
I don't know what. We're in Publix. I don't know what he's finna do.
I know exactly what you're doing. We're in Publix. Why the fuck are you in with this guy?
Exactly. So what I'm gonna do? Like, hold on, bro. I promise I'm not gonna tell nobody. And just let this nigga pick up his shit. You don't have that many books. But look, he... I don't know, bro.
I got a 30.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
I'm gonna do the race. Take K, boy.
We was discussing different situations. Nigga.
Different scenarios.
But yeah, like if this nigga in the style, hell yeah, I'm getting the fuck out. I ain't finna bother this nigga with me and my little pistol.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga.
That nigga had sticks.
That nigga had shotguns, sticks, and pistols.
Also wanna make sure that we make sure we stop Asian hate.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm all for the Asians.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm all for. Oh wow, I'm all for all
stop
people.
For real.
Damn. Well,
that
was a really good
with
show.
Him a little too young, man.
He was a lot of.
Damn.
I'm telling you,
she was grown in Rush Hour 3. So let's not be weird.
Appreciate everybody fucking with us, man. Shout out to all the loyal listeners, man. We fuck with y'all, man. We talked about a lot today, man. Lil Nas X, we fucked with you. We fuck with you, but we don't fuck with what you doing, man. You can't be out here doing all this demonic, crazy shit.
I don't fuck with you.
It's not fucking cool, bro. Just take it easy. Fred, he's on your bowling team. He's on your bowling team, but you know. Yeah, that's weird, bro. Just think about what you're doing out here and what you're putting out here, man. This shit is going to live forever. And you might not want this same, you know, you don't want to have to come here and talk about let people grow and all that other bullshit, man. Just stand on some shit for the rest of your life, all right?
Let some people grow.
Derek Jackson, you're a fucking sick dude, man. You lied to people. You fucked up marriages, broken relationships. Come to find out you're a hypocrite. Come to find out you're a fucking hypocrite.
Nobody did.
He broke up marriages. Come to find out he's a fucking hypocrite. And he fucking out here got his wife on TV talking crazy, man. Tighten up, man. Keep your shit in line. You know what I'm saying?
Is that sweater the cheating sweater now?
That's the cheating sweater.
What sweater?
That little turtleneck he had on or whatever?
Was it a turtleneck?
It might have just been a regular sweater.
I don't know. It was better than that shirt you got on.
Fuck you.
Check this out.
By far.
We appreciate everybody fucking with us, man. Free D. Watt. I don't believe the allegations. We gotta hurry up and get off this shit for Rhetoric misses a bowling match or whatever the fuck you call it with his pole, guys. Appreciate everybody fucking with us, man. You know what it is. Thought of Narcissus Podcast. Check us out everywhere. TTNP Podcast, man. Shout out to Forever Up. Shout out to Mr. Upholster. Prestigious Pedigree. Brain Language Art. Shout out to the whole motherfucking team, all the sponsors, man. Soundtrack to my life. Everybody, man. We appreciate all y'all. We love everybody. Make sure y'all tune in next time. Take care of yourself. Take care of others, baby. We out. Chop a kid like kangaroo. My truck is full of the lumber. Surround myself by kings and queens. We stay away from that drama. Huh.
They always telling me something. Built this shit up from the ground, bitch, ain't no telling me nothing. Ain't on no schedule or nothing. BCO get money out the streets, still hang around fellas for something. Nah. I ain't no devil or nothing, but I'm quick to knock you off and grab that shovel for some. It's a shame these niggas paid to snitch, they on the veteran come. How the hell gonna ask for a piece of the love you wouldn't need, give me a crumb. How the hell gonna ask for the piece of the love you wouldn't need, give me a crumb. How the hell gonna ask me a piece of the love you wouldn't need, give me a crumb. Got a pistol in my lap and it's a throwaway. All this pain I felt, I bet I made that go away. I've been thinking about that green just like it collared or something. Put a nigga on the shirt, I popped that collar or something. I done pulled up with them bags like I'm Santa. They done said I'm like a pimp, no David Banner. They done gave that boy a check, he think he ballin' or something. Gotta keep one in the head in case they following something. And if he try to play, then I'ma do a nigga. Spread a honcho down my arm, I guess I blew the nigga. Hit a fan right in, hit fade, they tried to sue a nigga. By the way we come, it's gonna be hard to boo a nigga.